On a blue background, a glowing pinpoint of light arcs over the light blue outline of a castle with spires and flags. Words appear in a flash. Walt Disney Pictures. In a dense, shadowy jungle, vines and moss hang from leafy trees. Our view dips down into the underbrush. A lizard on a branch opens its round yellow eyes and skitters away. Gashes on a massive tree trunk reveal a title. Tarzan 2. A close-up of a boy's face shows his wide eyes darting from side to side. Wearing a waistcloth, young Tarzan scampers through the jungle, hurries through a hollow tree trunk, and careens into a spider web. He falls, bouncing down to the ground. An enormous shadow looms over the small boy. Claws reach for him. A hairy creature chases him. The boy bounds over rocks and a river to a baby elephant's back.
Run! It's the Zubor!
Monster?
Young Tantor takes off running and Tarzan holds onto his tail. The monster blocks their way. It appears to have one eye and sharp teeth. The monster jumps out of the shadows.
Hey, hey, hey! No fair catching a ride!
The monster reveals itself as Turk.
Hello? What do you think you're doing?
Wow!
Cause whatever it is, you sure ain't doing it too good.
Is it still coming?
Tantor trips over a log and they all roll down a hill. The elephant shakes his head.
Hey, wait a minute. There's no such thing as the Zugor. He's nothing but an imaginary figment.
Turk was just pretending so I could practice running for my life.
I'm too slow. If I don't get faster, something terrible's gonna get me.
You're the worst, Tape, ever. If the Zugor ever did come down from Dark Mountain, you'd be digested by now.
Well, I bet I could catch you.
Could not.
Roar!
Miss me.
Roar!
Miss again.
It's sad, really.
Tarzan chases Turk.
This is a prescription for disaster.
Oh, the power to be strong and the wisdom to be wise. All these things will come to you in time.
They pass baby gorillas and Kerchak, a large gorilla. Turk crosses a vine, but Tarzan gets tangled in it. Turk leaps from a twisted branch to another tree. She looks back at Tarzan.
Come on! You can make it!
You can make it! You can make it!
The boy leaps and falls. Into a rock. The rock breaks and takes him on a downhill ride. He slides into the baby gorillas, taking them with him. Tarzan ducks under a tree root. The rock sticks in another root and they all fly off, landing safely on dense leaves. The mother gorillas hurry over to their babies.
Are you all right? Are you hurt?
Let me see.
Mama's what is the matter with you? He's only a baby.
I don't want you playing with that one anymore.
Oh, he's going to get somebody hurt.
They leave.
Poor Carla. He's a menace to all of us.
Nice. Almost wiped out half the family. Oh, it's Elephant Falls all over again. Ooh, I can just hear Kerchak.
You almost killed someone.
He's only a child. He'll learn.
He'll never survive in the jungle. He can't run. He can't climb. He's a danger to us all. Now, I think I'll grunt impressively.
Tarzan sulks.
Hey, pal.
You know I'm kidding, right?
Sure.
I wasn't making fun of you.
I was making fun of Kerchak.
Kerchak, the large gorilla, looms behind Turk. Surrounding him, the angry mothers hold their babies. Turk hurries away from the silverback over to Tarzan. Kerchak scrunches his nose as he stares angrily at them. A lock of the boy's long brown hair drapes over his face as he crouches in a puddle. He hangs his head. Later, a full moon glows in the starry sky. Kerchak stands on a thick tree limb, keeping watch over his troop. Gorillas drape over branches as they sleep. Babies lie on their mother's bellies. Kala settles Tarzan onto a mossy branch and covers him with a leafy blanket. She rolls another leaf into a pillow and tucks it under his head.
Come on, time for bed.
Let's see now. There. How's that? Comfy?
It's great, Mom.
She playfully tweaks his nose.
I've got your nose. I've got your toes.
Mom, stop. I'm too big for toes and toes.
Uh-oh. I think one is missing.
Maybe you're hiding it in here.
Mom, stop. Stop. No, really. Mom, stop it.
His smile fading, the boy crawls away from her.
Tarzan, what's wrong? Tarzan?
I'm not a good ape. I can't outrun the Zugor.
The Zugor? You know there's no such thing. That's just an old ghost story.
But if he was real, he'd get me. Too slow.
I'll tell you what. If the Zugor ever comes for you, I'll save you. You can count on it.
But then you'd be in danger. Because of me. Everyone would be better off if I just wasn't around.
Come with me. I want to show you something.
Tarzan rides on Kala's back. As stars fill the night sky, two bats hang from a branch. They wake up and fly off. Below, Kala carries Tarzan across a fallen tree spanning a gorge, making a bridge.
This tree used to stand here, all by itself.
What happened to it?
One day there was a big storm and the wind pulled on the tree until finally it blew over. But now, look over here.
Kala steps off the bridge and lumbers over to an enormous tree formed from many smaller trees.
This is the strongest tree in the jungle because it has many trunks all working together, lifting the leaves into the sky. And look, the trunks are all different. Some are thin, some thick, some twisted, some straight.
That one looks fat.
It does, doesn't it? But they all help make the tree strong. Strong enough to weather any storm. Like a family.
Like our family?
That's right. You need your family, Tarzan, and your family needs you.
Nobody needs me.
I do.
Smiling, Tarzan hugs her.
And I always will. Now. Where is that missing toe?
Mom, I got all my toes.
No, I don't think so. Maybe it's here. Or here.
Mom. Our view lifts to the silvery moon. In the morning, dawn breaks over lush green mountains. Kerchak leads the troop through the jungle. Tarzan and the young gorillas play around the adults. Some adults shake their heads. A baby tackles Tarzan and more playmates pile on top of him. Overhead, storm clouds gather, darkening the sky. Kerchak scowls at the rain, then leads the troop over to the tree bridge over the deep gorge. On both sides, steep cliffs plunge straight down to a meandering river below. As rain pours down, Kerchak beckons to the others with a nod. He leads the way and the others follow him. As he climbs up the roots, Tarzan slips on the wet moss blanketing the tree. He skids down to the ground. He pulls himself back up and hangs onto the edge as Kerchak watches. Turk swoops in and pulls the boy up.
Quit playing around, Tarzan! So, what are we waiting for?
Kerchak turns away, and Turk gives Tarzan a friendly elbow jab. On the ledge, water rushes over the fallen tree's roots. A big root slips over the edge. Kerchak wheels around as the root slides.
Run!
The troop races along the tree bridge as it shakes. All the roots loosen and the end of the tree starts to slide down the cliff, creating a steep angle. The stragglers run up the slanted bridge. Tarzan loses traction and slips backwards, falling through a hole into the hollow center. He fights to hold on to the gnarly sides. As the other babies jump to safety, Kala watches each one. Grow wide as she frantically searches for Tarzan. She spots him clinging to the inside of the dead tree, trying to climb up to her. She reaches her hand down but can't get to him. As vines holding her end of the tree to the cliff let go, they lash at her and she falls backwards. The tree loses its hold and plummets down through the gorge. Tarzan manages to grab a dangling vine. It swings him hard against the cliff and he falls onto a ledge. Kala crawls to the edge of the cliff and finds the tree and Tarzan gone.
No.
She collapses. Kerchak runs to her side.
Kala.
He holds her and gently strokes her face. On the ledge, Tarzan sits up.
Mom?
He climbs to the cliff.
Mom? Where is everybody?
He runs into the jungle.
Mom, where are you?
I'm sorry, Kala.
He was there. I almost had him. And then he was... No.
There is nothing you could have done.
I would have done anything. I would have given my life for his.
Behind bushes, Tarzan overhears.
Oh, God. It was horrible. They almost got her killed, too.
I hate to say it, but she's probably better off without him.
I think we all are.
Tarzan gapes and sadness settles on his face. He runs away as fast as he can, pushing through a thicket. He breaks through the wall of tall, dense grass and falls. He climbs up a pile of boulders. At the top, he manages a few steps, walking on all fours.
Can someone tell me where I belong?
The small, thin boy turns to look down at his family in a clearing far below.
Can someone show me where I'm going wrong? I need to know.
With a determined expression, he runs off.
Why do I hurt the ones I love with everything I do?
A herd of animals runs.
If I can't be what they want of me, then what am I to do?
Tarzan drinks from a river. A hippo snaps its jaws.
I can go home.
Tarzan tries to take fruit from a tree, but baboons chase him.
I've got to find my way. And I will survive some way.
Later, he collects leaves for bedding. He accidentally grabs a vulture's feather and it chases him. Tarzan sits on the side of a hill. His shoulders slumped, he squeezes his eyes shut. He buries his face in his arms. A noise in the bushes draws his attention. He crawls closer and peers into the shade. Yellow eyes appear. A leopard leaps out and chases him. Tarzan races into a gap in the cliff. Baring its fangs, the leopard follows the boy through a narrow channel bordered by steep walls. Tarzan slips on some loose stones and falls. The animal stalks him. The leopard runs away. Tarzan peers down into a gorge filled with sharp, pointy rocks. Tarzan slowly makes his way down toward the gorge. Taking deep, exhausted breaths, he falls over. Lying on his back, he covers his eyes with one hand. He follows the noise. A hairy black ape sits with his back to Tarzan, slamming the rocks with his powerful fists. A tiny mouse skitters between them, trying to escape. A brown ape scoops Tarzan up.
Huh? Look what I got. It's a little bird.
But I'm not a bird.
Tango, look what I got. A little bird.
The black ape looks up. The mouse runs off.
Can't you see I was enjoying myself?
I ought to...
Wait a second. Udo, that's not a bird.
So not.
It hasn't got any feathers. Banana brain.
Is too, and I can prove it. We'll throw it off a cliff, and when it flies, then you'll be the banana brain.
Udo pokes Keiko's chest.
Don't poke me. Ah! Don't poke me! Don't poke me! Don't poke me! Stop! Stop! Stop laughing!
I like it when my brother gets hiccups. It's hilarious.
That's it!
The brothers fight.
Taking you down!
Tarzan scrambles out of the way as Udo pokes Keigo, who bops his brother on the head. A smaller ape appears.
Hello, Mother.
My darling boy. My little treasures. What has Mama Gunda told you about fighting?
But he was poking me.
He was calling me banana bread. And I found a baby bird. And
lips!
Then I had
a...
Mama Gunda grabs their lips.
Fighting each other makes Mama very unhappy! Do we understand, Mama?
Yes, ma'am.
She snaps their lips.
What is all this silliness about a baby bird,
I'm not a bird. I'm an ape.
Oh, an ape!
Like you!
Can we still throw it off a cliff?
If you're an ape, where's your family? How did you get here? You must have come through that rift. It's the only way in.
Besides falling in?
I tripped. I was trying to get away from the monster.
We all were, dear.
Monster?
It guards the rift. Just waiting. And if it catches you, they say it'll eat you. They call it...
Don't say it, Ma.
I'm not listening. La, 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 la. I don't hear this.
The Zugor.
But there's no such thing as...
Zugor!
It's coming.
The Zugor!
The apes run, leaving Tarzan alone. A giant shadow with horns and claws looms over him. Tarzan scoots back away from the Zugor and tumbles into a hole. He slides along a tube-shaped tunnel with twists and turns. Steam shoots up from a hole, spitting him up and out of the tunnel. He takes off at a gallop. Ahead, an old gray ape lumbers along. The ape runs through a leafy curtain and Tarzan follows him. The ape tosses him out.
Whoa!
my tree! Stay out!
But you've got to let me...
No! Go away!
Please!
No!
If I stay out here, the Zugor might get me.
Boo-hoo for you!
You've got to help me.
The old ape ducks back behind the curtain, hanging between two thick tree roots. Tarzan sits outside, alone. He glances fearfully at the shadowy jungle around him, moss and vines draped from trees. Cowering, he backs up, slithers over a big root, and hides. He huddles there, crying, a tiny speck next to a gigantic tree. On a bare outcrop, a rock curves over the flat space like a roof. Gunda settles Kago and Udo into their rocky beds.
Okay, my babies. There we go. Climb in.
Udo wiggles, then flops down. With a sleepy smile, Kago falls down onto the rocks.
It's been another big day for my two little boys, hasn't it?
The Zugor scared us, Ma.
Oh, I know, dear.
Didn't scare me.
Did too.
Did not. Did too. Did not.
Gunda relaxes against a rock with a curved back.
Ma?
Yes, dear?
Tell us a story.
All right. If I tell you a story, will you go to sleep for Mama?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then, let's see. All right. Once upon a time, there was a family of three... Three...
Silly little froggies?
All right, dear. Once upon a time, there was a family of three little frogs. One of them was a tiny bit dim.
Which one?
And one was a teensy bit violent.
I like that one.
And some might say the mama was just a tad controlling. But I disagree.
Do alligators eat the frogs? Oh, no. Don't let the froggies get eaten. Have them fly away.
It's all right, Udo. They don't get eaten. Mm. But the three little frogs were all alone in a great big world. Hopping from pond to pond.
Hippity hop.
Just trying to find somewhere where they'd be wanted. But every place they went, they were kicked out.
Maybe the frogs need to smash some heads, Ma.
Yeah.
The frogs ended up in a horrible valley, terrorized by a monster with next to nothing to eat or drink and only pointy rocks to sleep on. Belle?
Hmm?
Tomorrow, she's gonna find her froggies a new home. And this time, anyone who gets in her way is gonna feel the terrible wrath of Mama Frog!
Mom, I broke my pillow again.
At the giant tree, Tarzan sleeps curled up in a ball. He dreams of Kala reaching for him.
Mom!
He jolts awake. The old ape comes out of his lair and yawns. His tummy growls. He stares at it for a moment, then sidles up to a tree and bumps it with his hip. A banana falls into his hand. He bites it and moves on. Tarzan creeps up to the tree. The old ape's banana peel splats onto his face. He wipes it off and bumps the tree with his narrow hip.
Ouch!
He rubs his hip and follows the old ape down stone steps. As the ape crosses a stream, he knocks a flamingo over. He pushes a turtle, leaving him on his back. As Tarzan follows the ape, the turtle waves for help. Tarzan sets him upright and pats his head. The old ape reaches inside a beehive nestled in the hollow of a tree, scoops up a handful of honey, and eats it. As the ape moves on, Tarzan reaches for the honey. He loses his balance and dunks his face. The honey sticks to him. The ape reaches for a purple fruit lying in the grass. A shadow blocks the sunlight as a massive rhino glares at the ape. The small bird on the rhino's back gestures for the ape to scram. The rhino blows air, ruffling the ape's fur. The ape scoots away. The rhino munches on a fruit. The bird zips into a little hole in a dead tree. The rhino follows him and gets his horn stuck in the skinny tree.
Zuga! Zuga!
The ape shouts into an echoey hole. The old ape wanders over to the fruit still lying on the ground and takes it. He eyes the fruit hungrily. Tarzan perches next to him.
Hi, Zugor.
Hello.
You are the Zugor, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Sure you are. I saw you.
No, you didn't.
You scared off that rhino so you could get this fruit.
Hey, that's mine!
The ape snatches the fruit away. The rhino flares its nostrils. The ape shoves the fruit into Tarzan's hands. The rhino charges, tossing Tarzan and Zugor onto his back with his horn. A vine snags Tarzan and he climbs up onto a tree. Below, the rhino cuts a zigzag path through the underbrush. The old ape runs up to the tree. Tarzan uses the vine to lasso the ape's hand and pull him up. The rhino slams into the trunk. In the tree, the ape looks at the lasso around his wrist.
Gee, thanks. For nothing! Your fault we were being chased in the first place.
Hey, wait up!
The ape climbs down from the tree and slides over the unconscious rhino.
Go away!
The ape steps on the bird.
Leave me alone.
Alone?
Yes.
Alone? Zugor rule number one. Don't need anyone but yourself. Go home!
I can't. I ran away.
Yeah.
And I can't go back. Not until I learn how to be a good ape.
Boo-hoo! Go play with an alligator.
Hey, maybe you could teach me. You're the Zugor.
Teach? Me? Nah. Wait. Nah. How about this? So long, goodbye, toodaloo.
As the old ape leaves, Tarzan's face grows sad, then he brightens.
Okay, guess I'll be going.
Boy, I can't wait to tell everyone who the Zugor really is. Huh?
Especially those three big apes.
Gosh, I bet we have a good laugh when I tell them you're the Zugor.
Whoa.
You know, you could change your mind. That way I'll never tell anyone your secret.
I don't like you.
Tarzan offers a sweet smile.
Fine, deal. I'll help you. And in return, you don't tell anyone.
Right! Don't tell anyone!
Tarzan follows Zugor into an echoey tunnel. In a stream, Tantor perks his ears.
Tarzan?
The little elephant takes off running. In a tree, Turk sulks. She heaves a sigh. The baby gorillas play behind her.
Not now, guys, okay? I'm not in the mood.
A baby taps her.
Hey! I said I'm not in the mood, okay? Now get lost!
The baby tumbles backwards and blinks at Turk. She picks up the baby.
Oh. Look, I'm sorry, okay? The game just
wouldn't be the same without Tarzan, you know? I can't believe he's gone.
Tantor rushes over.
Dad! Tarzan's alive!
That's impossible!
But I heard him! He was saying, don't tell anyone.
You've been soaking in the sun too long. Take two mangoes and call me in the morning.
I heard Tarzan's voice coming from up on Dark Mountain.
Why didn't anyone else hear it?
I'm an elephant. I've got 20/20 hearing.
Okay, let's see if we can find them.
The babies follow Turk.
Turk? Tarzan said not to tell anyone.
Huh? Oh. Whoa. You guys have to stay here.
Nuh-uh.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do. You need to stay behind and, cover for us. Yeah. If anybody asks, tell them we're out picking monkey berries. Got it?
Oh, okay.
Monkey berries.
Got it.
Yeah, you're very cute. Okay, run along.
Turk rides on Tantor's back. On Dark Mountain, Tarzan trails Zugor back to the giant tree where the ape lives.
You see, Turk was trying to teach me to be a good ape, so she pretended to be a monster. I mean, she was pretending to be you, but you're not really a monster. You're just a Zugor who pretends.
The ape lets the leafy curtain slap Tarzan's face.
Hey, wait for me! Wow, this is your home? Where do you sleep? This place is great! You even have your own stream!
Now, in as few words as possible,
what do I gotta do to get rid of you?
Teach me how to be a good ape.
An ape? Kid, you're not an ape.
Zugor slides down a root. Tarzan bounces after him.
I am too.
Nope, I'll prove it to you. My arm, hair. Your arm, no hair. Not an ape.
But I gotta be. My mom's an ape. My friends are apes. My whole family. If I'm not an ape, then what am I?
I don't know. Maybe you're some form of mutant hairless gibbon.
A gibbon?
Or a variety of annoying featherless bird.
A bird?
Or perhaps some rare species of ugly fish.
Ugly?
Oh, yeah. Very, very, very ugly. There. Figured out you're not an ape. That about wraps it up. Can't teach you to be something you're not. Bye.
Whoa, wait. You still gotta help me find out what I am. We have a deal. Zugor.
Fine.
Oh, Zugor. Thank you, Sap.
Hold it. No sappy thank yous will be encouraged, indulged, or even barely tolerated. Now, come on. The sooner we figure out what you are, the sooner I can be rid of you.
Okay. Hey, Zugor.
Huh?
Thanks, anyway.
Ah!
Tarzan imitates different animals. Straining his neck, he tries to eat fruit from a tree like giraffes. He can't reach it and falls down. Then he laps water from a stream with a wild boar. He scares the baby boar. The boars chase him. He tries to fly like vultures and swim like fish. He headbutts a tree like an elephant. He eats worms like a bird, blows his cheeks like a frog, yawns like a hippo, and hops like an antelope. Imitating monkeys, Tarzan swings on a vine. Tarzan smiles at an alligator, which lunges at him. He and Zugor ride a log down the river to escape. they crash onto the shore.
You know what, kid? You got pluck.
Tarzan smiles.
I hate pluck. Oh, it's like I don't fit in.
Alligators chase them. Now the little apes play.
Oh yeah, we're Zugor!
In a tree, Kala sits alone, gazing sadly at Tarzan's leafy bed. She gently touches a pillow, a roll of leaves, and sighs deeply. The little apes scamper up the tree. They stop and look at Kala.
Auntie Kala's sad.
How come?
She misses Tarzan.
That's right, little one.
Oh, don't cry. Tarzan feels...
Monkey berries, remember?
I know. I wasn't gonna tell her.
Tell me what?
That Tarzan's alive.
And Trick and Tantra went to look for him.
On Dark Mountain.
Tarzan's alive. I'm going to look for them. You kids stay here.
Kala lopes through the jungle. In the distance, Dark Mountain stands tall. The cone-shaped mountain rises to a jagged point. Tarzan and Zugor return to his lair under the giant tree. Zugor lets the leafy curtain over the doorway slap the boy in the face.
Well, today didn't work out too good. But we'll try again tomorrow, right?
Oh, I'm eager. Excited. Breathless with anticipation. Enough yapping out of you.
Less yapping, more napping.
Tarzan follows the old ape.
Ah, me here, you there. Way over there.
Me, Tarzan, you grouch.
Zugor snuggles up to a large piece of curved wood. He wiggles around, trying to get comfortable. Tarzan grins and cuddles up to Zugor.
Old bones.
You need a better nest. My mom can make a really good nest.
Yeah, my mom made a great nest, too.
Nice.
Soft.
Warm.
She made me this nest once, swung between two branches. Like sleeping on air.
So when'd you figure out you were Zugor?
That's past. All in the past.
What happened?
Got old, got slow, got left behind. Same old story. Boo-hoo, how sad for me.
A danger to the family.
I'm gonna go take a look around. Gotta keep an eye out. Keep my way. Rule number one.
Can I help?
No.
Zugor heads out, leaving Tarzan alone. In Dark Mountain's gap, Turk rides on Tantor's back.
Turk, isn't Dark Mountain where the Zugor lives?
Don't worry about that. Zugor's just an imaginary figment, remember? He's not real.
Sure, you know that. And I know that, but does he know that?
Zugor yells into an echoey hole.
Go on, shoo!
Go on, shoo!
I don't believe in Zugor! I don't believe in Zugor! I don't!
Tantor and Turk flee and fall off a cliff. Turk crashes into Kago on a ledge. Tantor gets his head stuck in a hole. Kago grabs Turk. Udo grins.
Gotcha. You got him all right, Kago.
Hey, let me up.
Kago, this isn't a baby bird. It isn't.
No, it isn't.
Turk pokes Kago's nose.
Hey, you can't do that to my brother.
Udo jumps up and down on Kago. Turk takes off running and Udo chases him. They zip past Tantor stuck in the hole.
Oh, no. The Zugor is Turk. Leave my friend alone! Take me instead!
Whoa. You want a piece of me?
She's being eaten! Oh, a horror!
Now what are we going to do with you?
Oh, I know. Let's throw her off a cliff and see if she can fly.
Gorillas can't fly.
Oh, yeah? How do you know?
Because we are gorillas.
So?
And we can't fly.
Yeah, but if our bones were hollow and we had wings and feathers, we'd be the biggest birds in town.
Well, what in the world?
Look, Ma, we found a gorilla.
And just where did this cute little sweetums come from?
Hey, enough already, lady. I need that chick for eating.
Oh, aren't you just the precocious one?
Where are you from, dear?
Tell us about your family, huh?
Is there a silverback?
Forget it, lady. I'm not talking, and you can't make me.
Keiko.
The big gorilla looms over Little Turk and crushes a rock in his fist.
Let's try that again, shall we, dear?
Turk nods.
Now, how did you get past the Zugor? And where exactly did you say your family is from? Is it nice? Lots of food and water?
The gorillas carry Turk away. Stuck in the hole, Tantor wiggles.
Turk, are you out there? Or are you all eaten?
Anybody marching around my mountain, soiling my soil, messing with my stuff. It's my stuff. Hey! Why are you messing with my stuff?
I made you a nest.
You made this? For me?
Sure, for your old bones. Like your mom used to make. Try it out.
In Zugor's lair, vines form a hammock full of leaves. Zugor pats the soft bedding.
This wasn't part of the deal.
I know.
The old ape settles into the hammock.
It's good. Sleeping on air.
I don't know what you are, Tarzan, but you're pretty clever.
Like the other day when you did that nifty vine thing with the rhino.
Vine?
Never seen anything like it.
Huh. Yeah, well, I'm not smart enough to figure out what I am, though. I'm not strong like an elephant. I'm not tall like a giraffe. I can't fly like a bird.
Tarzan curls up against the inside of the tree.
Maybe I'm a nothing.
Zugor eyes the boy, then rolls over and tries to sleep in his new hammock. He closes his eyes, but they pop open again. Later, they sleep. Our view pulls back out of the lair. The giant tree stands in the moonlight. A shooting star travels across the night sky. Daytime. On the ledge, Keigo punches a rock as Udo holds onto Turk's head.
So, dude. Just gonna sit here and hold on to me until your mama comes back.
Yep.
All day long.
Yep.
I'm gonna smash you.
Say, Udo, how come you gotta do all the hard work around here, huh?
Huh? What? Hard work?
I mean, you gotta sit here with me while lazy Keigo over there gets to have fun beating up his rock. I mean, I don't know, but that just don't seem fair. Nope, not fair at all. Not even a little bit fair.
Say, this isn't fair!
What?
I said this isn't fair. Me doing all the hard work. You gotta do some work too. So here, Mr. Lazy.
Are you gonna take that?
Take what?
Udo insulted you.
He insulted me?
Yes.
You insulted me?
Yes.
Tossing Turk aside, the brothers fight.
No idea who you're dealing with.
Turk trots away.
Stop. Udo, stop! Where is she?
Oops.
Just wait till I catch her again.
Kago backhands a rock. Pieces go flying. In the lair, Zugor stretches in his hammock and sits up. He runs his hands over the soft, leafy bed. He gets up and peers out a hole. On the ground, Tarzan twirls a lasso made from a vine. He throws it to the top of a tree and the loop catches a banana. He pulls the vine and the banana falls down. As he unwraps the vine, Zugor joins him.
Hey, you got a banana. Good job.
Not really. If I was a chimp or a baboon, I'd just climb to the top and get a whole bunch. I can only get one at a time.
Still think you're nothing, huh?
Maybe we can do something about that.
If we can?
Yeah, I figure since you're nothing and you're looking to be something, you might as well try being a Zugor.
A Zugor?
It's fine if you don't want to. Feel free to say no. After all, it can get pretty lonely.
You mean I'd be like you?
Zugor shrugs. A smile grows on Tarzan's face. He leaps into the air and rolls on the ground.
Wow! Zugor! Yes! I'm a Zugor!
Roar!
He scares a bug.
Rule number one. We don't need anyone but ourselves. This is our mountain.
Roar!
Our mountain.
Zugor in training? Use that vine thing of yours to round up some breakfast.
Yes, sir! Zugor?
Tarzan gives the old ape a hug. Zugor wraps his arms around the boy.
You know, this wasn't part of the deal.
I know.
Tarzan grabs his vine and scampers away. Zugor picks up the banana. In the gap, Tantor remains stuck in the hole.
Is anyone there?
Hello?
Something yanks Tantor out.
Ah! Something's got me.
It's the monster! Goodbye, cruel jungle world! I'm doomed!
Doomed to be a coconut head.
Turk?
The one and only!
Now come on, just get out of here!
They run through the gap and barrel into Tarzan. The boy drops an armload of fruit.
Turk? Tantor?
Tarzan!
You're alive!
We
thought you were dead, and then Tantor hurt
you. Yeah, but when we got to Dark Mountain, the Zugor, and then those big apes, and then I was stuck in a hole, and Turk got eaten.
Sorta.
Wait a minute. Those big apes are after you?
They're probably right behind us.
Come on. I know a great place to hide.
The gorillas watch.
What a sweet reunion.
We're sorry we let her get away, but she's an evil genius.
It's all right, boys. Now we can follow them.
Where, Ma?
Past the Zugor, of course.
In a thicket, Kala pushes a leafy bush aside and presses on. The three baby gorillas follow her.
What are you doing here? I told you to stay home.
We're bored of staying home.
And we like monkey berries.
We aren't looking for monkey berries.
But we might find some.
All right, but stay close.
They follow her. At a waterfall, Tarzan, Tantor, and Turk fall off a cliff into a calm pool.
Would you move it already? Those apes could have stopped us by now.
Zugor wakes up, then rolls over in his hammock.
Did we make it?
Yep, we'll be safe here. Boy, I sure missed you guys.
We missed you too, pal. That's why we came to bring you home.
Not coming home.
You're not?
Nope. I'm a Zugor now.
A Zugor? What does that mean?
It means I don't need anybody but myself.
Anybody?
Anybody.
What about your mom?
Tarzan's content smile fades.
She's better off without me. And I can't go back. I'm a Zugor now. Well, who is this Zugor monster anyways?
I told you, he's not a monster. There is no monster.
No monster? What do you mean, no monster?
The gorillas peer down at them.
Well, I mean, there's no monster.
Bigger or scarier?
Hey! Look at what I found!
Udo holds Zugor by the foot.
Put me down! Put me down!
Okay.
Udo drops the old ape into the water.
Why? Who?
Hello.
Zugor scrambles onto shore and glares at Tarzan.
Zugor!
You said you wouldn't tell anybody! You promised!
Zugor, I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
You're the Zugor?
All this time, my poor boys and I have been stuck in that rotten valley because of you?
I oughta.
Kago leaps at Zugor.
Leave him alone!
Out of the way, twerp.
You know what, boys? I think this place could use a little... remodeling.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, good.
The gorillas smash the inside of the tree. Udo finds the hammock and bounces on it.
Hey, Kago, look at this! It's bouncy!
It breaks. Kago rips apart Zugor's home.
You see? It's not nice to fool Mama Gunda.
Zugor?
This is your fault.
I'm sorry. I need to tell my friends and I...
Zugor runs off. The gorillas continue the destruction. Mama Gunda looks out at the jungle and mountains in the distance.
Oh, so that's where all of you are from. Oh, how lovely.
Thanks to Blabbermouth here, we know where to find our new home.
They squeezed it out of me.
Come on, boys. Let's go take over the neighborhood. And this time, no one gets in our way.
At the waterfall, Kala and the youngsters walk along a misty outcropping. She stares up at the jagged peak.
There it is. Dark Mountain.
Tarzan searches for the old ape.
Zugor! Zugor, where are you?
Zugor.
First.
He finds him sitting by a tree.
Zugor, come on! We need your help!
Turk and Tantor race over.
Tarzan, we're gonna go warn Kerchak.
We're coming with you!
No offense, Tarzan, but you'll just slow us down.
Let's go, Tant.
Turk and Tantor run off.
He won't make it in time. You're the only one who knows this mountain.
No! I never should have let you in. I thought you were my friend, and you betrayed me. It was the first rule, and I broke it.
Zugor, please. I know I messed everything up, but you've got to help.
Boo-hoo.
It's my family.
Then go. Go. You don't need me. And I don't need you.
Fine.
Tarzan runs after his friends. He stops for a moment, then continues on. The old ape plods back to his lair. A few bananas lie on the ground, a vine looped around one of them. More vines hang down from the ripped-up hammock. Zugor touches the vines, then picks up the banana and wistfully gazes at it. Sitting alone, he heaves a sigh. Now, Turk rides on Tantor. The elephant skids to an abrupt stop. Ahead, a craggy mound with a dozen holes blocks their way.
I think I know which way to go.
Yeah, me too.
It's that way.
Come on, guys, I know a shortcut. Tarzan!
No.
Tarzan pushes them into a hole. They fall down winding tunnels and pop out on the other side. Turk and Tarzan end up underneath Tantor.
Let's never speak of this again.
Tarzan frees himself.
Come on!
On the outcropping, a baby ape runs ahead of Kala.
Slow down. Don't get too far ahead.
I won't.
Huh? Hey, look, Ma. A baby.
Well, for goodness sake.
Oh, can I play with it? Can I?
Put him down!
Says who?
Kala bares her teeth and Udo drops the baby.
Hey!
Back off!
Yeah! You can't do that to my brother!
Keigo butts Kala off the outcropping with the babies. Tarzan leaps down from a tree and spots his family on a ledge below.
Mom, are you okay?
Tarzan!
Udo grabs him.
Oh, goody.
Leave him alone!
Let's see if he can fly.
Mom!
Udo dangles him. Zugor leaps out of a hole and bounces off the heads of Gunda and her sons, knocking them out.
Zugor?
Tarzan!
But what are you?
I did it! I finally figured out what you are! A Tarzan!
A Tarzan?
Yes! Remember how you saved us from that rhino? And made that great hammock? And got those bananas! You do things no one else can. Kid, you're a Tarzan! Now go get him!
Zugor tosses a coiled vine to Tarzan, and the boy dashes through treetops after Gunda and her sons. He peeks down at them from behind a thick, mossy branch, then swings back and forth on a vine.
Hmm? Hey. Huh? Hey!
A coconut bonks Udo.
It's him!
Tarzan slings a spiny fruit at Udo. Meanwhile, Gunda confronts Zugor.
Get out of here, you ratty old thing.
Ratty? You hit every branch when you fell out of the ugly tree.
Well, you're so bony, I bet the vultures wouldn't even want you.
Ah! Hey, the hippo called. He wants his body back.
The ledge with Kala and the babies cracks.
Hold on, little ones.
Turk reaches down from the outcropping.
Kala!
At the top of the waterfall, Tarzan jumps from stone to stone, crossing to the other side. Turk holds on to Tantor's trunk.
Ow, 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 ow! Come on! Climb up!
Kala hands her a baby. Now, Tarzan pole vaults over Keigo and Udo and trips them with a vine. Udo slips on a banana peel. Vines and fruit pelt the brothers. Tarzan scares them with an alligator mask. Meanwhile, Gunda and Zugor fight.
Put a cork in it, you scraggly old sloth!
You big blob of swamp gas!
Lizard lip sloth!
Slug snot!
Bat barf!
You have beautiful eyes!
Udo glances around with fearful eyes.
Oh, this is creepy! What is he? Where is he? What was that?
Tarzan bares his teeth. Udo runs. Keigo looms over Tarzan. He chases the boy.
Hey!
A net of coconuts hangs between two saplings.
Uh-oh.
The net slingshots the coconuts at Keigo. Keigo lurches over to a log angled like a seesaw. Tarzan jumps on the raised end. The other end swings up and hits Keigo. The gorilla stumbles. Tarzan pokes him and he rolls down a hill. Tarzan jumps down and glares at Keigo with a grin, scaring him.
Udo, wait for me!
Keigo takes off running. Kala tries to climb up the cliff wall. Tarzan spots a vine on the other side of the waterfall. With a determined look, he leaps onto the watery curtain and rides it down to a rock, then leaps toward the vine. His fingers close around it and he swings in wide arcs. Kala falls. Tarzan grabs her. His family jumps for joy. Later, safely on the outcropping with the others, Kala hugs Tarzan.
Oh, I thought I'd lost you.
I'm sorry I left, Mom. But I didn't want to hurt you.
Hurt me. Tarzan.
You saved me.
Kago and Udo barrel in.
Mama! Mama! Help!
Tarzan glares.
He's everywhere!
Hello, boys.
Mama?
He thinks I have beautiful eyes.
Gunda bats her eyelashes and squeezes Zugor's hand. Her sons gape. Kago swats the birds flitting over the couple.
Wait a second. Aren't we gonna thump somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, no, dears. That's all over now.
She grabs their lips.
How many times do I have to tell you no fighting? No more fighting with anyone.
Yes, ma'am.
She lets go of their lips and they snap back. She hugs Zugor.
The timeless mystery of love.
Ew.
Tantor and Turk watch. A bird falls face down. In the jungle, the baby gorillas play under the tree with many trunks as Kala and Tarzan stroll.
Oh, okay, wait. I think I've got it. You thought you were nothing, but you're really a something, which makes you an anything?
Oh, no, Mom.
What was it again?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
You were right before. What I am is part of this family.
Oh, Tarzan, I am so proud of you.
The babies climb all over Zugor. Tarzan jumps in.
Tarzan! I came to say goodbye.
Already?
Well, you know. They need me.
Gunda and her sons wait nearby.
I'll be up to visit you soon.
You better.
Oh, and Zugor. Thanks. Thanks for everything.
No. Thank you.
Zugor smiles and joins his new family.
Now, boys, the two of you are going to fix that nice tree of Zugor's that you broke all to pieces.
But boys,
rule number one, never talk back to your mother.
Wait, we didn't...
Boo-hoo.
We just...
Boo-hoo.
Bad
boo-hoo for you.
Nothing escapes the monster!
Really?
Turk plays with Tarzan and Tantor. Tarzan swings on vines as his friends watch from below.
What in the world was that?
That, my friend, is a Tarzan.
I'm getting something from everything. Well, maybe whatever I want. Who am I? I know that I can do anything.
Tarzan expertly swings from vines and slides along a mossy branch. Stopping on an outcropping of leaves, he looks out over the land and pounds his chest. Cut to black. Audio description by WGBH with funding from Disney. Voiced by Madeline Brownfield.
Seems out of my reach. No matter how hard I try, sometimes I feel like nothing at all inside. With everything that I try to hold on to, just seems to slip away. And though I fall, it keeps calling me back again. But I keep looking.